Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds delivered her condition of the state address this morning in Des Moines. She plans to make the next decade Iowa's best with what she calls bold and visionary initiatives. She unveiled the Invest in Iowa Act, the move to increase sales tax by 1% and lower others.
I'm proposing to cut income tax by an additional 10% for almost every Iowan, with lower-income Iowans receiving as much as a 25% cut.
Some other proposals include flood relief, water quality, and more funding for K-12 schools, plus criminal justice reform. Reynolds also says she is focused on the overall wellness of all Iowans in all stages of life through a state amendment that the Constitution does not grant a right to an abortion. The South Dakota legislature gets down to business today, as this afternoon the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, gives her State of the State address. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts will deliver his tomorrow. Nurses have authorized their union leaders to call a strike at Mercy One in Sioux City. The union must give the hospital at least 10 days' notice before picketing could start. The nurses also rejected Mercy One's most recent contract offer. The two sides have been negotiating for more than 7 months. The current contract expired on September 1st. The president of Mercy One sent out a letter last night. One statement says, though these recent events are disheartening, we will remain focused on our central mission of providing extraordinary, compassionate care. Plus, Mercy One has a contract with a nurse staffing agency in the event there is a strike. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for our next news update at 3:04, right before the takeaway. Have a terrific Tuesday afternoon.